The Juvenile Justice Information Committee was created in 1997 by the state legislature and is made up of police chiefs, judges, county prosecutors, and youth probation and corrections officers. The 16-member committee shares an information system to track underage offenders and monitor trends. Honolulu City Prosecutor Keith Kaneshiro says decriminalization of underage sex trafficking is fueling a problem, especially in Waikiki.
Since the legislature has changed the law on juvenile prostitution, making it a violation, it's difficult for the police department to pick up and arrest the juveniles. And as a result, juveniles are being recruited to engage in sex trafficking, especially the runaways. Some juveniles have been recruited out of the schools. And they've been recruited not only by adults, but by other juveniles.
Kaneshiro says early detection by enforcing truancy charges for illegal absences from compulsory education is an effective means of identifying missing or runaway youth early. But First Circuit Family Court Judge Paul Murakami says the courts are aware of an increase in sex trafficking and prostitution, but the caseloads are overwhelming.
The prostitution thing is a problem. All the line judges are aware, all the probation officers are aware, and that's one of those good news, bad news things. The good news is we're doing something about it. The bad news is there's a lot of cases out there. There's a lot of kids out there.
The latest figures from the state data book show solid improvement. Since 2007, the number of juveniles arrested statewide decreased from more than 18,000 to 9,385 annually, a decrease of nearly 49%. Juvenile Justice Information Committee Chair, First Circuit Chief Judge R. Mark Browning, says success should be celebrated, but there are issues facing children that the entire community must own.
The issue of homelessness in our community is overwhelming. The number of children that are living in homeless camps without being able to access education and various different services that they need to continue to grow and to be healthy is astounding. So I think that's a challenge that we have to come to grips with as a community. And I think it's incumbent upon each one of us as leaders to speak out about that issue because we see it.
Department of Human Services Director Pankaj Banot says working in silos will not improve the lives of these children. He wants the legislature to mandate the integration of the entire system of care.
Whether it's prosecutor's office, the public defender, whether it's a judiciary in general, in the circuits or in the family court, child welfare services, Hawaii Youth Correctional Facility, the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Division of Department of Health, is so critical that the whole system galvanizes, gels, and works together because we can't do it alone and we cannot do it without each other knowing.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.